Is Los Angeles giving too much money to fat cat Wall Street bankers? According to some protesters in downtown LA, the answer is yes. Sean Birch has more.
Fix our streets! Don't run Wall Street!
Demonstrators held signs that said, "Fix our streets, not Wall Street," this morning in the financial district of downtown LA. The Fix LA Coalition wants the city to spend less on bank fees and more on rebuilding Los Angeles. According to a study by the group, the city spent more than $200 million last year for financial fees and high interest rates. For comparison, LA only spent $163 million on street services. Bahar Talu, a research analyst for the Service Employees International Union, says this is unacceptable.
This is important because today we have a new report that details that there's $200 million going to Wall Street just last year. This is just a huge amount of money that is draining our budgets. It's making investment in public services more expensive, and it's reducing returns for investors. This doesn't make sense when we don't have money for public services.
Les Leopold, the executive director of the Labor Institute, says Los Angeles has the ability to escape the predatory fees.
They should negotiate a much harder bargain. LA has $100 billion plus in bonds, cash, liquid assets, and the banks are dying to get their hands on that money. That gives them a great deal of leverage to negotiate better fees.
Richard Guzman, a sanitation worker for LA, says the lack of cash has left the city in shambles.
The street, the sidewalks aren't being fixed, aren't being replaced, potholes aren't being replaced, tree trims. I mean, I heard that it takes, if you call in from your residence that you need a tree trimmed, you're on a list for 7 years, and that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
As revenues decline, the city is relying more heavily on property taxes to cover the cost of city services. Sean Birch, Annenberg Radio News.